welcome back. We're at the service here at Milford Mart. Great weather, great crowds, and plenty of activity. And I'm joined by Kevin Gallagher. Along with Kevin Gallagher, is competing in a Rover MGZR. We're in service. First of all, Kevin, how has this morning gone?
We're doing okay, but we lost the first day in there halfway through, not all, so just trying to get it started here now. So hopefully I can go on again.
You've a big team working on the car, plenty of help, and you know this service is absolutely vital.
Yeah, I think we're just going to change the steering rack here now, hopefully sort out the problem.
What was the game plan this morning?
Well, local stages, you know yourself, just get a push on them, like. But hopefully now we get all sorted to get on the next one.
I think they're doing this for our demonstration purposes. Thanks very much indeed. That was Kevin Gallagher and Gavin Gallagher there in action, of course, later on this afternoon. Plenty to look forward to. And, of course, as he said, that local knowledge is a big factor. We'll just beside them here in the service area. I'm going to go over to Patrick Boyle, who's competing in a Corolla this afternoon. Well, how's things gone so far?
Hi, we're enjoying the day so far. Just a new tyre there, just getting to know them and enjoying it. We missed up there. We're going from second to fourth instead of third at times, but now we're enjoying the first year of the rally.
Now, Knockhalla, beautiful scenery, beautiful sunshine today. You're not looking at the scenery too much. How was the Knockhalla run from the driver's point of view?
It was nice. It's hard to miss the scenery. The scenery's just spectators. They're everywhere. There's big support out there today. It's good to see it.
You mentioned the spectators. I mean, huge crowds, and there'll be even more out this afternoon, and it's all part of the whole event that makes it so special.
That's that day. When you see the crowd, it eggs you on. It makes it enjoyable. It's good to see them all out.
What about the rivalry within your own class? And I mean, there's people here that you might only meet once a year, and there's people from all over the country. There's an incredible camaraderie and also competitiveness.
Oh, that is it. It's very tight there between myself and Anthony Hand at the moment. There's a few boys to come in, yes. Liam Doherty and Declan Hall. It's second for second every stage left.
And of course, I mean, a long, long way to go, so you can maybe push it too hard and pay the price.
Well, that's it. Yesterday we were very cautious yesterday all day. We were caught in a couple of shares of rain. And there was one stage we met a couple of sheep that didn't help matters, but we got to the end. We were happy enough for that.
Now you're in the Toyota Corolla, so how's it holding up for you today?
Happy. Very good. It's not missing a beat. Just the gearbox there, that stage was the only wee mishap, but hopefully it gets no worse. We'll love it. If it gets no worse, you just have to remember to go back to any gear.
Now, I heard a short while ago that it's been lashing rain in Godore this morning. I mean, if the weather conditions change, it could put a whole different perspective on things.
Oh, definitely. That's what happened. A lot of boys yesterday, we just drove it very cautious and started raining yesterday. And that's all you can do when you're running on hard tyres and rains. You're just sniffing what you can do, you know.
That's great. Many thanks for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll continue on down through the service area. So, you've heard there from Patrick Boyle, who's along with Donal McColl in their Toyota Corolla. I'm going to go now and get, if I can, a quick word with Alan Atchison, who along with Thomas Medlock are in a Ford Escort McDo. And we're just going down to their car, and I think Alan might have gone underneath it. I'm just trying to find him here, so bear with me. He has disappeared. Now, where's he gone? There's plenty of people working. Well, we might just have to cut short Alan because he's disappeared, might have gone for a welcome bite. We'll have more updates from service later on. Of course, Lush and Kelly will be joining you with the next stage on a day that sees Gary Jennings leading the Jewel Donegal International Rally, and Manus Kelly is in the lead in the National Rally. From service in Milford, I'll hand you back to Pio McCann.